classy town and he's fine. Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for raging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video films bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging and asked to stay. She sighed like with the wonder kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the it's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like with the wonder kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know
scrambling with their headphones around me. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Can you guys hear okay?
I can.
You can hear. Can you hear?
I can now. Someone like unplugged the
Headphones. Someone was doing the wrong thing.
Well, who knows? They could have been doing anything.
Always check your headphones during Driving Saturday. That magnificent song. Where can the show go from here? Again, I mean,
only up.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers. I'm Brian Young. That's Marie Michelle. Hey, we have Ben the intern in here.
Yes.
Well, we don't know. He might be an intern. He likes hanging out anyway.
Yeah.
He liked my car a lot, and then I think he bought one. Did you get a Challenger?
Not yet. Not,
okay.
I've got a few.
You told me you did. You're not a compulsive liar,
well,
are you, Ben?
I got fired from my job, so I can't afford one. I went to put the down payment on it, and then the next day my boss comes up. He's like, I gotta let you know I'm closing the store down, so you're out of a job.
Ben's young and full of adrenaline. What happened?
He has energy to
do
this.
What happened to you?
So my old boss closed the store down that I was working at.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And so he told me I can't. He doesn't have enough space for me at another store, so he fired me or let me go.
Oh my god!
Gotta collect.
So I was just like, oh great! I was just like, sweet! I can finally buy a car. And then like the next day, he's like, I gotta let you go. And I'm like, are you kidding me, man?
So did you just bring the car back or what?
It was like within 72 hours you're allowed.
Lucky.
Or something like that. So I was just like.
So you had. It was a Dodge Challenger. Was it an RT?
2012 RT Redline.
Oh my god, that's a nice car. I just have the SE. That's a really
beautiful
nice
car. I was very bummed that I could not afford it.
It's a good thing you didn't rack it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know? Well, you know me. If I have a car, I'm gonna put a bunch of money in it. You know?
I was shocked when the kid bought it. I mean, said he bought it. Tried to buy it because I mean, what are you, 19, Ben?
Yeah, 19.
And
it took you a long time.
I mean, when I was 19, then I'm 46 years old, and I'm psyched. I just got a Dodge Challenger. I mean, you got a better one than me. I drove a Dodge Omni. An 81 Dodge Omni was my car when I was 19 for a few years. A couple of them.
Yeah, I was really bummed because I was excited. I was going to bring it and be like, hey, check out my new car.
Yeah.
You know, I just started shaving.
I've taken lots of pictures.
I figured something.
It was financed. It was ready to go. I was like, all right, I'm ready to do the $350
I figured something was up when I didn't hear, wait till you see me pull up in the,
Yeah,
you haven't been talking about it.
Yeah, I was like, sweet. I sent you pictures the day I got the test drive. And look at my new car. And then boss is like, yeah, so Ben, you're gonna hate me, but yeah, you're fired. Here you go. Oh, here's a free fidget spinner.
All right.
And then he gets me out.
That's awesome. Ben the intern, everyone. hey,
happy to have him.
Willy Loco has a big show coming up Friday, right?
Yes.
What's going on?
All I see is the picture. I don't see the.
Right. We'll talk about it. It's up in Gloucester, and with his, does it say the band? He's got a whole new.
Next Friday night at 6. It's Persistence of Memory Orchestra.
There you go, Persistence of Memory Orchestra. Willy Local Alexander will be playing with. Does it say the place? I know it's isn't it a church or something?
It is at the UU Church.
Right.
Is that the name of it? The UU?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. But
it's free and donations.
According to Marie Michelle, UU Church, we think, up in Gloucester, Willy Local Alexander with again, that is a long name, that band, and I can't sink it in my head. I really have to
get... Persistence of Memory Orchestra.
Okay, well, look up their stuff, too.
I'm asking you to remember Persistence of Memory.
I'm going
to
look it up, see if we have any of that. We'll play some Willy right now, but I'm definitely going to go to that next Friday. I try and catch Willy Loco anytime I can.
Yeah.
If you're kind of new to the Boston scene, I mean, Willy's just a...
He still shines bright.
He's a legend in this town, and I mean,
got it.
I mean, he didn't replace, but he stood in for Lou Reed when Lou Reed left the Velvet Underground.
Right.
So that should tell you something, anyway. But he's one of our heroes here on MFO.
He's enough on his own. Yep.
So we'll start with a block of Willy. We have My Mother's Mustache coming in. I'm not sure if he's gonna play live stuff or just we're gonna play from the CD. I'm not sure. We'll see when he gets here.
He knows how we do it. So
right. Yeah. He's no Joe's been here a few times. Right. A few times. So we'll see Joe. My Mother's Mustache coming in 91.5 WMFO Willy Alexander.
Ah! This is Killer in a Trench Coat.
Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and
crack capsules. Take a blast. Good evening, everyone. You're at Boston's most intense underground dwelling. It's that subterranean cavern of lurid vice and glamour known as the Rat.
Don't listen to him.
You know this song's about Boston. Boston rock and roll start right here with Buried Remains. Back in 1965, the stage used to be over there, but it's here now, and we're still here. So is rock and roll of Boston. She took off my hat, sat down on my lap at the rehab. She was my B.U. baby, and I don't mean baby at the rehab. Under the Citgo sign, she was looking so fine at the rehab. Everybody goes crazy, baby, save me, save me. Let's go to the rat.
ain't my song. We might play that later, though. That's an excellent song. Just another song on the Death Proof soundtrack. I'm revealing my behind-the-scenes secrets here.
Everyone knows about your...
Everyone knows about my...
You've lost it.
Everyone knows about my Tarantino fetishes. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And we are a crash course for the Ravers in the middle of a Willie Loco Alexander block. He's playing Friday at the Meeting House Green, 10 Middle Street, in front of the UU Church. It's free! Donations to go to Magnolia New Beginnings. Come on down! Yeah, so Meeting House Green.
Free show. Ooh.
Free show.
Yeah, that often.
Willie Loco helped with the Persistence of Memory Orchestra. Should be fabulous.
Yeah. Good mix.
And I'll be there. Say hello. And let's play some more of them, huh? I want to talk about that something I saw on the air the other night.
Okay, we'll get to that.
We'll talk about that later.
Remind
me.
A song that goes to that to remind us.
Am I just watching too many UFO shows?
And I don't know.
Now it's coming. I think I'm just watching the skies more.
I think everyone is. The skies look really, at times, beautiful and ominous.
Then we're no fireworks. All right. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. See, Ben, it looks all easy, doesn't it? Looks all easy when you're listening on the radio.
Yeah, it does.
Ben sees a hectic, crazy man at the wheel all of a sudden here, over here. 91.5.
And he's sitting down, too.
Yeah.
To see if you're running around.
Oh, sometimes I'm running around. Sometimes I'm sticking my light through light fixtures and bleeding and falling off stools and...
Yes. Locking yourself out.
Locking myself in places. This house is sure going crazy. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm up for a little something decrepit, huh? Well, you know, I'm thinking because... my mother's mustache, Joe, he's so smooth, especially if he plays his CD stuff. I don't know where he is, by the way. He should be here any minute, but when he gets here.
Yeah.
I know his music. It's kind of like, it's nice stuff. It's like, kind of like Jack Johnson-ish, yeah. You know? So I got to get like my gritty, dirty stuff out of the way before my mother's mustache comes in. So I'm going to play like one of the most decrepit things I've ever heard. I love this one. It's Stooges from an album I have, double album. Iggy and the Stooges, original punks. Just like some old compilation of stuff they, you know, never had on CDs before. But I love it. It's like so cool. And this one is called Open Up and Bleed on MFO. And now I get the wrong thing up. Ah! MFO!
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, does not get more decrepit than Iggy Pop with My Girl Hates My Heroin. On this,
what's with this new word decrepit? Why do you keep using the word decrepit?
Is that the word of the day? I'll stop using it.
It's a great word. No, it's
no.
A great
I don't.
Word.
I can't use the same word like more than twice in one show. Then it gets really then it gets really ridiculous. And I know I say ridiculous too much too. Well, let's do a rundown because I don't even think I read off the Willie Alexander songs. And again, go see Willie Alexander at
next Friday at the Meeting House
Inn. Meeting House Inn in
Salem.
In Salem or Gloucester?
Gloucester, I don't know.
Oh my God! Did we just forget about it?
Well, I'm going all over the place with Facebook. It's near the UU Church. That I'll remember. How many UU churches are?
Yeah. Well, you know what? He doesn't even have the town on here.
Ah.
Just says music on Meeting House Green, 10 Middle Street. I thought it was Gloucester, which I can never say right. Am I saying it okay? Gloucester.
Good enough for me.
It's better than when I say Gloucester. It's in front of the UU Church, everyone. You know the UU Church with the Persistence of Memory Orchestra. He'll be there Friday night. Willie Alexander. So we started with him doing Gin, Killer in a Trench Coat, At the Rat, Mass Ave. Then we had some Iggy and the Stooges, stuff from the album Original Punks, Open Up and Bleed, Joanna. And on this album, they actually call that last one Wild Love. But when I first found it, I saw it on YouTube, and it said My Girl Hates My Heroin, which is just very, very funny, which he probably first called it. So
yeah.
I put that in brackets around it here.
what do you say? Remember?
Yes. What did he say? It's the anniversary of Devil's Rejects.
Yeah, 12 years ago, Devil's Rejects.
Great
first
movie.
Came out. I know.
12 years, huh?
It's not that long, really.
I guess not.
I didn't see it in the movies. So.
Well, I know it had a cool soundtrack. We can play a couple from them, from that. I'm not going to play Freebird. Don't ask me to.
Thank you. I didn't.
If you want to hear that, turn it to ZLX. You'll probably hear it in the next hour. we'll play some James Gang. And
the
Rob,
title track.
Rob Zombie himself. Oh, maybe I'll do Groovy Ghoulies doing Freebird.
Do you think?
We'll try. We're 91.5 WMFO and My Mother's Mustache coming up soon. Oh. 1.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Riri Show. This just ends. My mother's mustache. Car crash. No, car crash, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Something happened with Joe's car. He said he can't make it.
Joe's car, that's a song, isn't it?
Joe's Garage.
Oh, Joe's Garage.
Frank Zappa.
Oh, okay.
This rings a bell. Did my mother's mustache cancel before last minute?
I do remember a band, though, canceling.
If it turns out my mother's mustache canceled the day of the show last time, which this almost, unless I'm having wicked deja vu.
I know it's happened occasionally.
I think he did this before, though. I mean, this doesn't happen often, but I got a pretty tight ship here and a lot of people that want to get on this show. I mean, car trouble isn't a really great excuse.
There's the train.
There's all kinds of ways. There's friends. I'd get
here.
There's
Uber.
If I had an appointment, you know I would get here. It's a 3-hour show. I would walk here.
I know. You've taken buses and trains to get here. Planes, trains, automobiles.
That's the way I work. I think next time Joe's got to go to Acoustic Ceiling to play his new disc. How do you like that? 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is now an all-request show. Request away. Marie requests Street Hassle.
I did.
Well, actually, no. You said you wanted to hear Bruce Springsteen.
I did. I do.
Well, you don't have to just hear.
Well, I love the song. I love the song. If you want to put another Bruce
I want to start with a short Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Go into Street Hassle because it's very long. So and then I wanted to play like a couple of shorter Lou Reed or Velvet Underground songs. You know what I'm saying? So
that's good.
So. I will find you.
There is another quest for Thin Lizzy.
I will find you a Springsteen song that I can handle.
I think I like a lot more by him than you do, so.
I think you do, too. Like Skybar.
Skybar
is funny. Skybar Rising. He's got a great show on MFO over here. But he's into a lot of the same stuff I am. And he really likes punk music.
Yes, he does.
But he's huge into Bruce Springsteen.
I did not know that. Wow.
Anyways, what were you saying? Am I doing the right? I'm going to play some Springsteen
and
a Street Hassle.
And we do have a request
what?
On
okay,
Facebook.
Okay, well, yeah, what were you saying?
Killer on the Loose by Thin Lizzy going out to OJ.
Ha! Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, the killer got acquitted, I guess, right? Again. Not acquitted, but paroled, whatever.
He's out.
He's out. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Here's one I really love.
Okay.
That's a crash course for the Reavers.
Well, I stood stone like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade, and I combed my hair till it was just right, and commanded the night brigade. I was open to pain and crossed by the rain, and I walked on a crooked crutch. I strode all along to a fallout zone, came out with my soul untouched. I hid in the cloud and wrath of the crowd. When they stretched it down, I stood up. Piracy flew from my mast. My sails were set wing to wing. I had a jukebox scratch.